A subcontractor that obtains gross payment status will continue to be treated as gross paid until HMRC has notified the contractor of a change. The regulations require that HMRC must notify a contractor that a subcontractor's payment status has changed from gross to deduction, or indeed from deduction to gross, if that subcontractor was included on a contractor's return in the current or two previous years. This means that the contractor can assume that a subcontractor continues to be gross paid until told otherwise. If a subcontractor's payment status is changed from gross payment to payment under deduction, or payment under deduction to gross payment, HMRC will write to the subcontractor first and then to the contractor. The subcontractor has 90 days to appeal against the notice of change from gross payment to deduction, and there could be a delay before the contractor is told if an appeal process goes forward. But the important thing is for the contractor clients that they have to deal with the letters from HMRC notifying change in payment status. Otherwise, when they take on a subcontractor that's been used before, they'll have to verify the subcontractor each time. The golden rule is, if in doubt, verify. If a subcontractor tells the contractor that their payment status has changed from deduction to gross, it would be silly to just accept the word of the subcontractor. The easiest thing to do would be to telephone HMRC or go online and verify the subcontractor again.